on the bottom of Mem Amid Aleph, and let us see where this Gemara takes us. The Gemara here is discussing the status of a tree and its fruit. And the Gemara asks on the bottom line of Mem Amid Aleph, Heicha Mivarchinan Borei Priya Eitz. When do we make a bracha borei priya eitz? The Gemara is a milvah kamash malon, but for our purposes, we could jump right into the Gemara. Heicha d'shishaklis le lepire isei legavza. When you take away the fruit, then in such a case, the gavza remains. Now, we're going to need to define what the word gavza is. V'hadr mapik, and it produces fruits again. Avol heicha d'chishaklis le lepire lesa legavza. However, if we take away the gavza, when you take away the fruit, there is no gavza that produces, again, fruits. So then the bracha is going to be a borei pri ha'adam. So obviously our Gemara is discussing one of the most critical factors in Perek Eitz and Nevarachin, and that is what qualifies as a borei pri ha'eitz and what qualifies as a borei pri ha'adam. Let's take a look at Rashi's Hagdara of what is the Gavza and the Pri. Gavza, says Rashi, ha-nafshel eitz, the branch of the tree. Mapik, piri achrini. So could someone tell me, according to Rashi, we're going to go methodically over here. We're going to get to Halach al-Maisa too. But the way to really understand Halach al-Maisa is you got to go methodically through the Rishonim. Rabosai, according to Rashi, what exactly is the way in which a fruit is decided whether it's a fruit of the ground or a fruit of the tree, whether it gets a borei pri eitz or a borei pri ha'adam? How would you explain, according to Rashi, what the Gemara is saying? Yes, Yoni? Would they have Yoni back? Yeah?
When there's a branch on a tree and you pick off a fruit, and the fruit will grow back in its place.
I think you're not being precise enough, Yoni. A little rusty.
Or when you trim the tree.
No ors. You got to make up your mind over here.
When something is taken away from the branch of the tree, or the branch itself is taken with the fruit itself, it would still grow back another branch or another fruit.
So now read for me, in the words of the Gemara, how Rashi would teach the Gemara itself. How would Rashi read the words of the Gemara?
Whatever
you think is the emes of how Rashi would read the Gemara. Because I'm not hearing precise things from you. So I'm trying to help you out, at least read it into the Gemara. Translate the Gemara according to Rashi. D'chi shaklis le piri isa legavza v'hadr mapik. How would Rashi translate it?
So when you take the branch, when you're removing the branch from the tree, there's still remaining something there.
Very good. Now you said it clearly. According to Rashi, it seems that if you have a branch that is also removed with the fruit, so then in such a case, if the branches no longer remain to produce fruits, then even though the trunk, now it's very confusing here, is the Hebrew word for trunk is very, very similar to gavza. If the trunk remains, it doesn't matter. According to Rashi, once the branch is going to be removed, so then in such a case, it's no longer considered a fruit of the tree. Why should that be so? Here you have a beautiful looking tree, and if its branches fall away, then it's no longer considered a borei pri eitz. What's the svara, Yoni? Why should that be so? It's a tree. It looks like a tree. Well, what would Rashi's logic be? Before you go to Tosin the Rajba and Ritva and Yerushalmi and Svei Dinim v'chulei v'chulei v'chulei. Did you spell this out? If you didn't, then you're not learning like a lamda. Then you're all over the place. You got to first cheshbon out what Rashi's shita is. You have to formulate what Rashi Shita is. problem with now, often nowadays, is that people skip the basics. And they skip the basics, they fool themselves that they know the other things as well. Eitan, you had your hand up?
Yeah.
Okay, because, what's Rashi's Svara?
Because the fruit itself does not grow from the fruit does not come from the trunk. The fruit comes from the branch, it comes from the trunk. So really, the fruit's coming from the branch.
The fruit came from a branch that disappears, that was on a tree. And fine, the branch disappears, but did it come from a tree or did it not come from a tree? What? It
came from the tree.
Came from a tree, so that bracha should be a bar priyates. Now, what I'm, it's a good question, in the set, you know, that's a basic question we need to ask. In fact, what we're going to say is going to be a little bit startling, but Lahura, this is what emerges if you just do 1 plus 1 in Rashi. What do you have to say according to Rashi? What must you say? Yes, Eitan?
According to Rashi, a tree also includes
branches. You need to say sharper. I think you're heading the right direction. You've got to say better. Then what does Rashi hold?
The entire entity is what makes the fruit grow out of.
It seems that Rashi holds that something is not called a tree unless it has perennial branches. And therefore, it might look like a tree, and you would have thought you should make the bracha borei pri ha'etz, but something whose branches fall off is not called a tree. And I don't care how tall it gets. It can get 20 feet tall. But if the branches don't last, then it's not called a tree. That's what Rashi seems to be saying. And according to Rashi, this is what the Gemara means. The Sheishaklis Alei Lepiri, Aisa Legavza, that when you take the fruit away, there still are branches, and those branches provide fruits, so then you could call it a Borei Pri Ha'etz. But it's not called an Eitz if the branches are just there to produce the fruit and then fall away. It seems, according to Rashi, that the definition of the tree is through its branches. Why would Rashi say such a thing? Very simple. What's the difference between something that grows from a low-lying shrub right on the ground and something that's very, very tall? At the end of the day, who says height makes a difference? Rashi's saying height doesn't make a difference. What defines something as its tree? Everything has a shoresh, a pri-adama that everybody would agree is a pri-adama, a carrot. That has a shoresh. So a tree is just a big shoresh. What defines a tree? What's defining the tree? It seems, according to Rashi, seems to be the branches. Yes, Ori?
Is it according to Rashi the branches that if you take them off they will regrow, or that they have to remain? Meaning that they can still fall off, but if they regrow the next year, I think according to Rashi you can say that's fine also. It seemed that the only issue was the fact that they don't regrow, as opposed to them falling off.
I mean, the question is, well, what does it mean to regrow? Does it mean most things that regrow don't regrow in the same place? That bread. Okay. No. Most of them don't regrow in the same place. So I don't know if we would have such even a York seer would even be enough for me. Here I've also had a small aura. Let's continue on in Tosis. Says Tosis, Isa the Gaza Vahadrasi. Mehachanira says Tosis, the Tusim Uprizish Umbutnush. So what do we got over here? Tutim, presumably strawberries, right? Ukiyotze Behen. Right, Rabosa, you were in agreement? Because these types of things I don't know, so you got to help me out on these things. What are the old French? You know, what's that? That people suggest that these are strawberries. Okay, and then and maybe raspberries. You saw this somewhere in Sefer? So there, okay. Ukayotzeben srichin levarech alem borei pri ha'etz. You would have to make a ha'etz. Share derech ha'etz l'skayim yomim rabim. because the derech for the tree is to last for many days. V'chishakel ha'pri b'shanazu hadar asi pri me'os ba'oso eitz atzmo. Rashi says that strawberries, since the tree that it grows on, which is actually a very short tree, but the tree that it grows on lasts for many days, and next year the fruits are going to come back to that tree. In other words, the tree doesn't die, in contrast to the root of a carrot. So there, the root dies once you remove the carrot. So then, in such a case, then the bracha is going to be a borei pri ha'etz. What would you say in regards to Tosfos when compared to Shitas Rashi? Is Tosfos similar to Rashi or different than Rashi? Yes, Noah?
Well, it's depending on the branches. You just talk about the tree, but it's similar to the fact that the fruits need to reproduce.
I strongly disagree with you. I think Tosfos is directly responds to Rashi. It's in other words, what I mean is, I strongly disagree with the first statement. I think Tosfos, the ratio of what you said, Tosfos seems to be quite different than Shitas Rashi.
But he doesn't use the word anaf.
I know, but you could infer, even though Tosfos doesn't use the word anaf, you could still infer Tosfos is Shita.
Well,
Oren's case would be a Nav Kamina. Wait, let's leave Oren out of it for a second. Oren's a great guy, but we're discussing Rashi and Tosfos. Wait, just the words of Tosfos.
He says that the fruits have to reproduce from year to year.
What?
The fruits have to, that the tree has to reproduce fruits from year to year.
Oh! All you need, according to Tosfos, for it to be considered Bar Priya Eitz, is that the Derech Ha'etz L'Iskayim. It's the derech of this tree to last. Okay? Well, that's all you need. Now, what is this? And what does that mean, that it lasts? That it produces fruits every year. That's what those are those words now. Now, I have to tell you, we're going to end up in a slightly different place than some of the poskim, the way they present posos. But our job first, to do a sugya properly, even before Masik Shmaitzel Ibn Ilfasa, is to read the basic Rishonim well. And what's Tosfos saying over here? Tosfos is saying that the derech ha'etz l'skayim, it's the derech for it to last many days, and v'chishok l'apri b'shoner zu, and when you take off the fruits, there'll be fruits on that tree again. L'chura, okay, maybe I'm understanding you a little bit more, Noah, what your point was, but L'chura, nevertheless, for those of you who understand what Noah is saying, Tosa seems to be saying that the definition over here is that it's something that lasts, Liyam and Rabin, no mention of the branches lasting whatsoever, no mention of that. Just whether the eights in general, what people call the eights, is derech l'iskayim yomim rabim, in contrast to a root of a vegetable, which derech is not l'iskayim yomim rabim, and then Tosfos says a definition of l'iskayim yomim rabim is that when you take off the fruit, so then the fruit will come back on that thing. Do you need branches to remain? No. As long as the fruit is there, coming back, that's enough. Would Rashi agree with this Agdara? Stand up, Avram Yitzchak. Would Rashi agree with this Agdara? The answer is Pashtus, no. For according to Rashi, it's not enough that the fruit comes back. According to Rashi, the branches need to remain. So Tosfos' Agdara of what qualifies as an Eitz and an Adama is whether it's perennial, whether it produces perennially. According to Tosfos, all you need is that it produces perennially, and even more than that. Poskim don't make this point, but Tosfos even says all you need is that it lasts yomim rabim. He just says a simon of something lasts yomim rabim is that it produces fruits from year to year. But the branches, the status of the branches, that Tosfos doesn't bring up at all. Okay. Miu, continues Tosfos, A Rav Rabbi Menachem may be right, and Yerushalmi declined. However, Rabbi Menachem thought to bring a raya from Klaim against what we had said. The Mevarkin al kol minei da'atat. How did Jastro translate atat?
A thorny bush.
Thorny bush. Okay, a bush is probably the best translation. It would possibly a thorny bush.
No, there's a lot of look at it. We looked at
your shaman, there's
a lot of thorn bush,
berry bush,
and a wild
bush. Okay, good. It's some type of bush. So the point is that it's a low-lying bush. Now, this is a bush that lasts perennially. There are many bushes. Think about the bushes that you might have around your house. They last perennially, but they're not what we colloquially call a tree. The Ka'amar Hassam, over there it says, Hagin Va'atadin Min Ilan Heim. They're considered a tree. By the way, Aryeh, I answered your question in general, but not that wasn't relevant during Seder, wasn't relevant over here. It wasn't appropriate in this sugya. And that is, what the Gemara in Klaim is saying is as follows, that the halacha is that you can't mix a kerem of a vine with vegetables. So here the Gemara says min ilanay, it's a tree, ve'einon klayim bekerem, and for that reason it's not considered klayim in a vineyard because it's not considered a vegetable, so it's no problem to grow it in the vineyard. Uparich, and then the Gemara asks va'atanya, how can you call it an ilan? That the halacha is that you make a borim mine deshayim on these things. Now we take a look, what is the hagdara of borim mine deshayim? So Rashi on the Mishnah in Ketz and Mevarchin had told us that what if we say that you make a bracha on borim mine deshayim, they are things that are deshayim who's ra'im, and these are things that are seeds, and deshe is of course low-lying. Yerushalmi says that those are things that are next to the afer, they're next to the ground. So those things do not get neither adama nor aetz. They're low-lying, they're next to the ground. So what do we see? The Yerushalmi asks a stira on the one hand for Hilchas Klayim, it's considered an ilan. Yet it doesn't get a borei kriya aetz. Umeshani, and the Yerushalmi answers, tama lebracha, v'acha leklayim, alma l'inyin bracha minei deshoim. So Rabbeinu Menachem has a gevaldik kasha, and his kasha is the following. He says that we see that these low-lying bushes get a borei mine deshayim. Now, if we don't paskin that you get a borei mine deshayim, you're still going to get what? You're still going to get adama. That's the bottom line. And just because it's considered an ilan, because it's perennial, according to Tosis' Hagdara above a perennial, that doesn't necessarily mean that it's going to get a borei pri ha'etz. In other words, Tosfos had put together the phenomenon of something having the status of an ilan and bracha, and the simon that Tosfos had given is that it's shakel pri b'chol shana, and it lasts. We see that that's not true. An atad which lasts and produces every single year, it still is going to get a borei bina deshan and a borei pri ha'adama la'halacha. That's Tosis's objection from Rabbeinu Menachem. Rabosai, what is the pshat in the Yerushalmi? L'chura, we had always assumed like the Tosis. Rabbeinu Menachem had a brilliant raya from the Yerushalmi that the two are not together. What's the omek? And we're going to see this hagdara is going to be very profound even as we begin to get deeper in the sugya. According to Tosos, what's according to Rabbeinu Menachem and the Yerushalmi, why is it that when Klayim, it has a din ilan, even if it's Dishoim? But for Bracha, when it's close to the ground, then it's going to be different. What's the rationale? L'chura, we should say, that if it's an ilan, it gets a borei pri ha'etz. And if it's not an ilan, it doesn't get ha'etz. Where did the Yerushalmi come up with this middle category? What's the Yerushalmi's logic of this middle category? What's the pshat in the Yerushalmi? Yes, Avram?
The different machayev and different things. The machayev and bracha, Could be like, maybe like we said yesterday, when you eat Ika, kind of thing. And Machayim Kalayim is something different, whether it's considered an or not Pre Adam in a different respect.
Yeah, but all you're doing is restating. I want to know what the difference is. You're just saying they're different. Well, I want to know what the difference is. Why should there be? Why should it be that by Klayim it would be considered an Elon, yet when it comes to Bracha, it would not be considered a Priya Eitz?
What's
Machayim
Klayim?
What?
What's Machayim Klayim?
You answer the question however you like. You have to choose the approach. Yes, Gilad?
Maybe for Kilayim, we want to know if it's a Yerik, the chiluk between a Yerik and a Pri. And for the Bracha, is it a Priya Eitz or a Priyaretz?
I'm not hearing. You want to try to refine it?
Mm-hmm.
I'm not hearing the distinction. What's the distinction between the two? Yes, Avram Yitzchak?
Maybe Kilayim, the question was whether
let's spell out that you're not allowed to mix vegetables with in the vineyard. That's the issue. You're not allowed to mix vegetables within a vineyard. Yes, Aaron.
I just don't know, but isn't Klein the classic case between wheat and wine?
Okay.
So if the classic case between wheat and wine is wheat is something which grows directly out of the ground, while a bush is something where it comes out of the ground and the fruits come out of it.
Good.
So therefore, I'd say
first step is good. Aaron says that when it comes to the prohibition in the Torah, are those things that go directly from the ground, for example, wheat, that they can't be mixed with the vine. Correct. And therefore, vegetables, which also grow directly from the ground, that would be the prohibition of Klai Akerim. And he wants to add, so therefore, once it has the status of a tree, it's not considered as if it grew directly out of the ground. Fine. Okay, step number one, fantastic. You could already write that. That's good in being Masber, that Chiluk of the Yerushalmi. Then the next step. And what's the next step over here? But by Bracha, it's not going to get a bar priya. It's hayitachin. We just got through saying that it's considered a tree. Yes? You didn't get that far. But say this. So you got 50%, which is very good. That's very good. That's the first step. Okay, good. And what's the other part over here? And when it comes to the bracha, then the halacha is different. What's the pshat? Michal, you have something?
I think maybe it has to do with a bracha, the idea, you know, it's a sheva. So something that's going to be noticeable, something noticed, as opposed to like a technical, as a technical thing, something noticeable, appreciable, just a normal person, just like what is appreciable as a tree, as opposed to what is going to be like a technical definition of what's a tree and what's not.
Okay. I'm going to say something similar, but I think more pointed, and without getting involved with the word sheva. I understand why you wanted to bring it in, but I don't think it's relevant over here. One more try. You're generally on the right track. Yes, Daniel?
Perhaps there's two types of things. Exactly, the difference between Rashi and Tosfot.
Yes.
Rashi saying that.
Wait, first be Masbir over here. Then you want to explode it to Rashi and Tosfot. Go ahead.
So the bracha, what's depending on the bracha? Whether it's a tree, but it's lost its branches. It's still a tree, but it's lost its branches. Therefore, that gets a hadama. But if it's be chal pekiyam, it's going to be growing from the ground. Like that going to. It's going to be growing.
And bracha means what?
Is a tree which has lost its branches.
No, but this is a tree! So why is it not getting an ace? I need to hear an answer to that question. That's where we're holding. So Aaron explained to us why Klayim doesn't necessarily need to be an apple. Doesn't need to be an apple. For it no longer to be considered a yerek. It no longer is growing from the ground. But if it's no longer growing from the ground, then it's a tree. So then in such a case, it should get an ace. And Rabosai, we all prepared a lot more than just this and Seder, but it's good. It's good for us to really hammer out these things before we go on to all the exciting, glamorous stuff. To really, really understand what Tosis's words are. Want to try again, Aaron Yitzchak? Go ahead.
Here we go. Maybe it could be, all right, it's a tree, but the fruit, who's...
By the way, I didn't mention two things. First of all, the poem that Aaron Yitzchak wrote was very, very beautiful. It touched my heart, and I appreciate everybody signing it. It's very, very beautiful. Thank you. And also, I one other thing that from my heart that I feel terrible about is I never got to give an appropriate goodbye to Hoodie. And he came over to me right afterwards. It was his last day. So normally I say when the Talmud is here that we're going to miss him very much, but we already miss Hoodie very, very much. Yeah, go ahead.
It was a question of whose is the fruit? So it's a tree, but the question is the fruit that's coming out of it, does it belong to the tree or does it belong to the ground? Right, if you had, you could... So there's a question that if it's the kind of thing where the fruit, it's not coming out, it's, the tree's not producing it every year, it might be that it's really an offsprout of the ground making the fruit through the tree, as opposed to the tree really being the main producer of the fruit itself.
So bottom line, I think you're also driving in the right direction, but this one is going to stop because I want to cover ground. What is the reason why you don't make a Borei Pri Haetz, even though it's a tree?
Because the fruit that comes out of it is actually belongs to the ground.
Why? Then an apple belongs to the ground.
Well, it depends.
That was yesterday's discussion. Right. Okay, there are times in Hilchas Bikurim maybe it does. You're right, but not in Hilchas Brachos. Not in Hilchas Brachos, we don't say that. And how it could be that in Hilchas Brachos is the same, so we discuss, you know. But that's not relevant. Yesterday's discussion is not relevant over here. But why, according to your logic, then even an apple should be considered related to the ground. Rabosai, the answer is, especially according to those Rishonim, who say that sugar cane is not a Borei Pri Haetz. It grows like a tree. What's the reason why you don't make a bracha on sugar cane? Borei Pri Haetz? Because it's not a real fruit. There are two different hagdaras over here. There's tzvei dinim. There are two halachas. One halacha is whether it's considered a yerek. And the answer is that these brushes are not considered, these bushes are not a yerek. They're most definitely not a yerek. They don't grow from roots in the ground. They grow like a tree grows. However, there's a different shayla. The shayla is whether it's considered a fruit. Whether it's a fruit. Is sugar cane a fruit? I'm taking those Rishonim who say no. The Pashtus says that's not. Why? Because at the end of the day, it doesn't have the identity of a fruit. What comes out is the Yerushalmi is saying that even though something is not considered a yerek, because it has resemblances of something that's already not in the ground, as Aaron had suggested, that doesn't turn it into a pri. It doesn't turn it into a fruit of the tree. And here's the chakira. When you say Borei Pri HaAdama and you say Borei Pri HaEitz, does the word pri mean the exact same thing? By the way, Mitamid Ayosu Mikulam, I spent quite a bit of time preparing the sugya. Only when I looked in your faces did I realize this Havana, this Nakuda. When you say Borei Pri HaAdama, is that the same pri as a Pri HaEitz? According to the first day of Tosvos, it seems that yes. If it's considered a eitz, then by definition it's going to be called a pri. It's already called a pri a eitz. According to the Yerushalmi, Reb Nachum Mivina is being mayor. No. It's possible for something to be called a tree, but not necessarily called a pri ha eitz. Just like sugar cane, according to Rav Rishonim, is not considered a pri haetz, even though it's definitely not a pri. It's not considered a shrub from the ground in Hilchos Klayim. No one is going to say that as a din yerek, the sugar cane. It has a status of an elon, but that doesn't necessarily give it the identity of an apple, of an orange. There are other properties that go into it that's necessary.
even though as a vegetable it could already be called a pre-Adama. But there's something elevated about fruits. Fruits require a certain identity for it to be called a pre-Ha'etz. What is that identity? So that maybe we'll see more what that identity is. If you want, you can put in brackets, Tzarachiyun, what is the positive identity that creates a pre-Ha'etz? But that's what the Yerushalmi is saying. That just because it's an Elon, what does the word Elon mean according to Yerushalmi? It's no longer a Yerek. In other words, the shrub is no longer a yerek because it's not in the ground itself. It's not bori minei deshayim. You would have thought, because it's no longer in the ground. On the other hand, it doesn't have the positive identity of a fruit of the tree. A fruit of the tree, which we weren't masbir yet, what that positive identity is, that could be what we call tsuras hapri, or what we've discussed in the past, the shame pre. So that is still, that's something that's still missing. And for that reason, it's not going to get a bore pre-hites. So Rabosai, how many days do we have now in our Gemara? So we have, right now, is the opinion of Rashi, who says that the branches need to last. In other words, according to Rashi, the chisaron is in the Elon itself, that the Elon can't be called an Elon unless the branches last. According to Tosfos, as long as the tree lasts, it's automatically going to get a Borei Pri Ha'etz. I leave off. We were magdir, according to Rav Menachem Mivina, it's not enough for it to have a status of an Elon. It still needs a positive identity of Pri. I leave off with an open question of how Rav Menachem read our Gemara. I don't have a coherent shot of how he read the Gemara. The Chishaklis le the Piri Isa le Gavza. Remind me when we finish the sugya. Sometimes we don't remember the Tzarachiyun's along the way, but I don't have a coherent way exactly how he read the Gemara. And then let's finish with the words of Tosa. So Milu de Reakol, Prizish, Tzarach Levarach Alem Bar Priya Eitz, De Ilu Godal Al Tadim, De Eno Godal Al Tadim, Eitzam Eskai Mishan Lashana. These things don't grow on the shrubs. It doesn't fall into the category of the Yerushalmi. It's mamish, a full tree, and then in such a case, it's going to get a bracha. By the way, I even answered for myself how Rabbi Nachum read the Gemara. Rabbi Nachum probably read the Gemara like the Bali Tosos, but he holds that atadim, because they're low-lying, they don't have identity of a pri. Now, as he read the Gemara, like he could have read the Gemara like the Bali Tosos, but he understands that because they're low, so then in such a case they don't have the identity of a pre. There's something about the height of the tree that's going to be relevant, or the status of the tree that's going to be relevant in terms of giving it a shame fruit.
Why do they understand it's kind of shana shana? Whereas at the beginning
it
says.
Oh, very 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 good, very good. It's mamish pernicious that you ask this right now, because I almost forgot to discuss this. Rabosai, there are going to be three different ways I think you could be masgur the Shita of Tosos and what qualifies as a tree. Now, we're no longer talking about Rabbi Nachum. Just the Shita of the Bali Tosos. What qualifies as a tree that produces a Borei Pri Ha'etz and what does not? Let me tell you first the position of the Bach. Let's see the position of the Bach, who mamish learns up the Rashi. I was very happy to see the Bach understands Rashi the way we had understood it. And he connects the Shita of Tosfos to the Rush. The truth is, it probably makes more sense for us to see the position of the Rush. Let's see the Rush first inside, and then we'll go to the Bach. Let's take a look at the Rush. We're going to do two things. Number one, we're going to give the Rush's definition of what is a tree for a Borei Pri Ha'etz, connected according to the Bach to Shita of Tosfos, and then ask a bomb kasha on the language of the Rush. not so much on the svara of the Rush, but the language of the Rush. Let's take a look at the Rush on the Mishnah. Birech Simen Chaf Gimel. Birech Al Peres Ilan Baruch Pei Adam Yatzal. Al Peres Haaretz. Haaretz Baruch Pei Eitzal Yatzal. Al Kula of Mamer Shachmi Mivar Yatzal. Al Dom Shem Gilu Ben Haaretz Shachmi Yadvar. Al Chomets, etc. And he writes the following. Ubi Gemara by Os Laman in the Divrei. When the Madani Yomri. Ubi Gemara Ka'amar Kol Dover Sheos Al Peres Bishana Lashana Nikra Eitz. I will call davar shetzarech lezoro b'chol shana nikra pri ha'aretz. He says, our Gemara says that anything that produces fruits from year to year is called an eitz. But anything that needs to be planted again, it's called a pri ha'aretz. Now in truth, the Rush is giving us a new pshat in the Gemara. How did the Rush read the words? How did the Rush read those words? You tell me. And you're going to tell me how the Rush is different than Rashi. The Rush is very, very different than Rashi. How did the Rush read the words in Gemara? What is the Hagdara of whether it's a tree for a Bari Priya Eitz or whether it's a tree for a Bari Priya Adama? Someone else who didn't talk today? Yes, Eitan?
That it gives up its trees after every year. It doesn't die.
Okay, good. So anything that doesn't die and doesn't need to be replanted. What would happen if the tree almost entirely dies, but the root is still around? It still gets a bar of priyates. So how did the Rush read the Gemara? The Rush read like this: "Dechishaklis lelepiri." When you remove the harvest, isa legavza, its source still remains, not branches. According to the Rush, it's very different than Rashi. For the Rush, if there's a remnant of the tree, so then already the halacha is that's going to get a bore priya eitz. The only thing that gets a bore priya adama is what's that?
An annual plant.
An annual. The only thing that doesn't get a bar priya adama is an annual plant. Anything that remains, according to Rush, is going to get a bore priya eitz. So this is the shita. This is the shita of the Rush. Very different than Rashi. Now, of course, the Rush is going to need to deal with the Yerushalmi. Vamevin Yavin, the Rush will need to answer Yerushalmi. That we're not going to do, but he'll need to answer. Then the Rush quotes a Tosefta. And the Tosefta seems to say something else. Va'od amr simen acher b'Tosefta. There's another simen in the Tosefta. Kol shemotzi alav meikaro esev. Kol shemotzi alav meikaro esevu. Umavarech alav adama. V'chol shemotzi alav me'anafav ilanu umavarech alav The Tosefta in Klayim says anything that gives off from its source, then it's considered grass and it gets adama. But if it gives off from its branches, then it's considered a bore pri ha'etz. What does that seem to say? Even if the shoresh lasts from year to year, it's not enough. What's the definition of a borei priya eitz? What's the definition of an ilan? The definition is whether it gives off from the branches or not. So first of all, tzarech iyun gadol, which we're not going to answer today. We're going to have shir tomorrow. Tzarech iyun gadol. According to the Rush, what would we say? Why is it that he brings down the Tosefta, which directly contradicts what he said above? And he makes no mention of it being a different daya. He says, and also the Tosefta says, don't tell me also the Tosefta says, you know, right, isn't it maddening when your Rebbe says something and then two sentences later he says the exact opposite? And you have no idea, you can't figure out which way, you know. That's what our great Rebbe the Rush is doing over here. It seems at first glance. How could it be both? Yeah, right, it reminds me of the story. We haven't said a joke in a long time. So it reminds me of the story where they... Nefesh HaChaim. Okay. So
So the story goes like this: that one time someone came to a shayla, came to ask the rav a shayla, and he said the rav said let me hear your story. It was a machlokas between two people. So the rav said, let me hear your story. So the fellow gave his story. And the other person, it was the Dinei Mamonos Shaila. And so he said, after he hears the first one, he says, you're right. And then the other one presents the Shaila, and he says to him, you're right. And the Rebbetzin calls out from the kitchen, how could they both be right? And the Rav says, you're right too. So how can they both be right? It's mamish two different, there are two different things over here. Mamish two different things. Two different things. So what's going on over here in the... It's two different Agdaras, and the Rush seems to say them mamish seamlessly. Okay, so we got to figure out what's a Rush is your right and your right. The Chura, they don't go together at all. They seem to be so. Now, Zor L'Tosfos, first let's connect this to Tosfos. Keep this kasha in mind, Harav on this kasha. This will connect to the Ra'ah and the Yerushalmi, Rabosai. Says the Bach, Tosfos and the Rush are the same Shita. That's how the Bach learns. There's a big dune of what Tosfos and Shita is, bottom line. So Bach says that really Tosfos is the same Shita as the Rush. Why does the Bach say it? So the truth is, the Bach really has a mashmos from the opening part of Tosfos, as we were medayek. We pointed out that Tosfos was a different world than Rashi. We disagreed with Noah. That Tosfos is a different world than Rashi. Why is Tosfos a different world than Rashi? Because all Tosfos says is, Derech Eitz L'Skayim, it lasts. What does it mean? So Bach understands that what Tosfos means, look up the Bach, Simur Reish Gimel Zaval, we put on the Maramik Vamos, the Bach understands that what it means is that the tree doesn't need to be replanted. The shrub doesn't need to be replanted. I do. Shall me about shrubs? We don't know, according to the Rush. We don't know. That's the same Shita. So according to Bach, really the Rush and the Bali Tosas are the same Shita. So even though I disagreed with the way Noah read the first part of Tosas, I agree with the way Noah read the second part of Tosas. The Chura, there's a Tzarechiyun Gadol from Tosas' last line. Because Tosfos, when describing, you guys tell me these are strawberries, when Tosfos is describing the strawberries, he says it's not a shrub, and then he says, Ve'etzo miskaye mishana l'shana. And it's etzo. Etzo does not mean the shorish. Etzo means the wood. Does he mean the branches of the zayvayt, like Rashi, so far like Rashi? Maybe not. But the Eitzo Meskai Mishon Lashana sounds like it's not enough that the Sharashim remain. Sounds like it needs a significant amount of wood, at least a significant amount of trunk. So the truth is that this is the line of Tosfos that the Drisha uses. The Drisha, take a look, you also do learn that, in Simur Reish Gimel, he goes and suggests that Tosfos is going like, does it fit nicely with the Tosefta? What did the Tosefta say? What's the Hagdara according to the Tosefta?
The branches?
Anafa.
I said the Rashi would say.
Oh, Rashi. So the Drisha, very nice, very nice. The Drisha says, well, it means that the tree's around before already. And Eitzo could mean the branches as well. But he doesn't learn Tosfos like the Rush. There's a big suffix of our Tosfos, what our Tosfos' kavan is. The Bach learns it's like the Rush. And the truth is the opening part of Tosfos seems to be like the Rush. The problem is the conclusion is Eitzo, Meskayim, Shana, Meshana. It sounds like the tree lasts from year to year. You could go so far as a Drisha, look up the Drisha, and say that Tosfos learns like whom? Like the Tosefta, it's the same Shita as well. Not like the Rush seemed to say in the opening lines, where the Rush said that the Shorash needs a man. It needs to be a real tree that's left. Talmidim are making a good point, and they're adding, the truth is, the simplest reading of the Tosefta is like what Rashi had taught us, that even the Anafim have to be around for it to be considered a tree that's going to get a Barat Priya Eitz. Rabosai, Bikotomti,
I'm not a bar day over here. Every once in a while I have an opinion. I'm not saying I have an opinion over here, but I just want to point out that there might be even a third way of reading Tosfos. There might be a third way. And I don't even know what to do with this. In fact, just to show you that this Tosfos, you need to really, really work on this Tosfos. We come out in many ways with more questions than we do solutions. You could read Tosfos as even being more makel for Borei Priya Eitz than the Rosh. Now, as the Rosh says, as long as the Sharashim are around, they'll still get Borei Priya Eitz. Where did Tosfos, leaving aside the fact that he quotes the Tosfos after afterwards, that's a separate kasha, but clearly the Rosh Hashita is how it's quoted in the post, and the Rosh holds that as long as the Sharashim is there, it's enough. How you reconcile the Tosefta, that's a separate question. That's a tzarki gadol, we'll get to just a second. Where did Tosfos even say that needs to last from year to year? You'll point to me the last line? I'll get to the last line in a second. All Tosfos said upstairs was, Sha'arei ha-derech ha-eitz l'iskayim yomim rabim. All he says is l'iskayim yomim rabim. And then he says, v'chishakal ha-pri v'shonesu hader asu pri v'osa eitz atzmo. And it's not a one-time thing. It's not a plant that gives off a fruit and it dies. It has to produce fruits more than once. Tosfos didn't even say it needs to last a year in the opening line. All he says is that it lasts yamim rabim and produces more fruits more than once. That's all Tosfos said. Tosfos described the strawberry bush. The answer is, Tosfos is describing a strawberry bush. Who says that was halachic hagdara? All Tosfos said, let's read Tosfos' words. All Tosfos said was, the eino gadol al atadim ve'eitzol. The strawberry bush is miskayim mishana l'shana. Who says it has to be miskayim mishana l'shana? What a confusion of what Shitas Tosfos is. We have the Bach that says that the Shita of Tosfos is like the Rush. We have the Drisha who says it's like the Tosefta needs to be mamish a tree from year to year. And then B'katoneinu, in our smallness, when we read the Tosfos, I don't see Tosfos even saying it needs to last from year to year per se. What it does need is it needs to be the Skayim Yomim Rabim, which obviously the root of the carrot doesn't do, and the I don't want to talk about tomato, right? Because tomatoes do grow. As a child, we grew tomatoes. So the tomatoes don't grow in the ground. The tomatoes do. The bushes grow relatively high. That's obviously la halacha. We don't assume this type of thing. But when it comes to the fructosis, it's not a carrot. But once it's not a carrot. So then in such a case, then maybe it's derech l'skayim yomim rabim. It doesn't even have to be a full year, as long as it produces fruits more than once. That's the Hagdara, according to Tosfos. So we have three possibilities. The great people, and just our reading in the cave, from just in our smallness, just reading the Tosfos, l'chura what would emerge from Tosfos' words. Now, as you saw, the Ritva elaborates on the Tosefta as well as the Ra'ah. Let us continue elaborating on this Tosefta. How much time do we have?
1 o'clock.
No, we don't have 15. We have halacha. So let's take a look at. I see you guys like Gemara. Okay. Let's take a look at the Ra'ah. We're going to go straight to the Ra'ah, because the Ra'ah is going to make the same point. And then eventually, I have to tell you the truth, I forgot the poets and the Farshim to have the Ritva. I saw the Ritva early this morning, but I didn't see. So I don't have the Ritva with me, we could just as well do it in the Ra'ah. We're going to come back to Ritva. Later on, I'll pull out the Ritva to Redai. Just a second. Let's do the Ritva, the Ra'ah. Well, the Indian creates. Pershin, the Gemara, the Kalech, the Shakas, the Fim, Shire, Ilana, the Lafuki, the Shas, the Fim, the Shas, the Ilan. The Lo, Lo, Hashim, the Gom, Garth, and Lab, Bar, creates. The Ain, the Maiden, Dinze, Elo, Miklauze.
ואף על פי שלעניין קליים שנינו בהם כלל אחר. Points out the ra'ah, then when it comes to klayim, we learned a different rule. So now what we're going to have is another rule. Kol shemotzi olav me'etzo hareze ilan. This is the Tosefta that we saw. And that is that anything that produces from the tree is considered ilan. Misharashav hareze yerek. Now here, the Ra'ah assumes that this Tosefta is not talking about Hilchos Brachos. Rather, what are we talking about over here? We're talking about just the Hagdara of Klayim. And when it comes to Klayim, then you have to ask the following question. Whether the fruit comes out of the wood or it comes out of the root. Those are the words that the Ra'ah quotes. Kol shemotzi, erase what I just said. Kol shemotzi olav me'etzo, if there are leaves that come out of the wood, hareza ilan. Misharashav, hareza yer. But if it comes out of the roots, then it's a vegetable. Now here we see the shavius of branches. The Tosefta is giving us the significance of branches. What's the Tosefta saying? The Tosefta is saying that branches that come out show us that it's considered a pre. Branches are what's going to tell us that it's considered a pre. If it comes out of a root, that's what defines whether it's a vegetable. Now, if we think about it, this is a fantastic Hagdara. It's a great Hagdara. And that is, how do you decide whether something's a vegetable or a fruit? Very simple. If it's coming out of roots, there's nothing else but the root, so then it's considered a yerek. However, aside from the eitz, there is olav. Olav can mean branches or leaves. Then, in such a case, that's no longer considered a vegetable. That's going to be considered a fruit. So the Tosefta over here says the Ra'ah as well as the Ritva is only talking about klayim. Hasamu d'l'inyin gufe. That's only talking about klayim. I'iko l'achshuve yerek olo. Avol l'inyin piryo ilachshuve pri'etz olo. But when it comes to the Hagdara of Bracha, then it has a different set of rules. We don't have the rules of Klayim. Okay. So the Ra'ah was bothered by the Tosefta that the Rosh had quoted. And the Ra'ah was bothered that Tosefta is so Sarawar Gemara. Because what did our Gemara tell us the definition of a fruit is? Our Gemara said that the definition is whether the trunk disappears or not. That's what our Gemara had said. The Tosefta gives us a different Hagdara. It's also a brilliant Hagdara, but it's a different one. And that is, it depends on where the fruit comes out of. Does the fruit come out of the root? Then it's a vegetable. If there are roots, and then there are other things, like branches and leaves, and the fruits are attached to those, that's called a pri. That's not the same Hagdara. It's not the same thing. I could have something like a banana tree that dies from year to year. L'chura, a banana tree, is an example of something that dies. And we get a Bara Pri Adama according to the simple reading of our Gemara. Yet at the same time, it doesn't grow on roots. It's a different Hagdara. Answers the Ra'ah, Tzvei Dinim. There are two halachos over here. There's one halacha where we are discussing the status vis-a-vis Klayim. And when it comes to Klayim, the only thing that's considered a Yerek is something that grows out of the Sharashim. In contrast to when we're discussing bracha, there that's not the hagdara. And that's the answer to the fact that a banana bush from our Gemara seems to get a hadama, yet from the hagdara in the Tosefta it seems to get a eitz, because the banana grows from branches and from leaves. The answer is beautiful. No stira. Because when it comes to klayim, it's already considered a tree. It's not considered a vegetable that you're being over klaya karim with. But in terms of bracha, it's not enough to get a bar priyetz. Rabosai, I ask you again, what's the ra'ah saying? If it's called a tree, vis-a-vis klayim, so then why should it be considered a Borei Pri Adama? How could you make a Borei Pri Adama? How could you have two different definitions of tree? So what's the answer? The answer is the same yisod that we saw from Menachem Mivina. And what is that? That there are two dinim, there are two halachas. One halacha is its status as a growth. If it's something that grows, and it's more than just a shoresh, then by definition it's no longer considered a yerek. However, in order for it to have a status of a fruit, it needs more. To have a shein pri, it needs more. To be able to get a borei pri ha'etz, there's a higher threshold. Now Rabbi Nachum Mivina had his threshold based on the Yerushalmi, and the Ra'ah, based on the Tosefta, is giving his own threshold, another threshold. What's that threshold? That threshold is that our Gemara said that if for it to be considered a pre-ha'etz, for it to have the chashivas of a pre-ha'etz, it can't be something that dies from year to year. If it's something that dies from year to year, that already resembles a plant, and I don't care how high it grows. It already resembles a yerek. So there's a certain threshold that you need to be able to get to the bracha of Borei Pri Ha'etz. Being an Elon isn't enough for it to be considered Pri Ha'etz. And just because it would be enough to be considered Pri Ha'adama doesn't necessarily mean that's enough to be considered a Pri Ha'etz. That's the first day over here in the Ra'ah. And it's the same Yisod that we said earlier. And I saw Rav Nissen Kaplan said he says this very well. He said this for a change. When he says good, we have to say good too. He says, here he says good, this is a good shot. This is a good shot. He also points out that the Ritva, very good, Benny. I'm not sure, but can you pass me a Ritva? Thank you. He points out that the Ritva really emphasizes what we had said, and that is v'davka l'inyin pirya, writes the Ritva, i'ika l'achshuv e'priya eitz. We're not discussing whether it's considered ilan or not in our Gemara. Our Gemara is talking about whether it has the status of chashivus as a priya eitz. If it's something that grows from an elon that dies every year, so then that doesn't have enough chashivas to be called a priyaitz. It resembles a vegetable. A vegetable grows on things that that die every year. For Hilchas Klayim, if it no longer has a certain proximity to the ground, so then in such a case it already assumes the status of an elon. But that doesn't mean that for Hilchos Brachos it's enough to get the bracha of Borei Pri Ha'etz. Avolinyin Klayim, writes the Ritva, Yikalachshu Yeriko Ilan Dina Achrina Islahu. It has a different status. Now, Rabosai, could anybody take this Yisod and be Miyashiv the Stila and the Rush based on this? So I leave that for you for tomorrow for homework. Another piece of homework, and this is for the guys who've been learning the Slavos from the beginning of the year, is this discussion of which we haven't finished yet, Talui in the big machlokas between the Ra'ah and the Tur, that Rav Gershon Edelstein said a fantastic shir on, probably the best part in the Sefer Shalmei Nisan, where he had four or five Ra'ahs and Tours, Lishitasam,
is it connected as well? I leave off as food for thought.
You'd have to change the Rashidus a little bit, no?
That's a question, whether it works or it doesn't. So Be'ezer Hashem, our game plan for tomorrow is going to be the following. We're going to finish, there'll be Chazar Shir, and then we'll have regular Shir, and possibly come out knowing this in terms of the Banban line. What are the bracha on strawberries? So says the Mechaber, Simon Reish Gimel, Siv Beis, Alatusim Hagdalim Bisneh, on strawberries that grow on a bush, Borei Priyadama, the bracha is Borei Priyadama. Says the Ramah, Delom Mikri Eitz, we're going to do this Pikyun as well, but first, just to know bottom line, it's an instance where it's really, really important to do the bottom line, because Tosa said the exact opposite, right? Tosa said Mamash, the exact opposite. So the Mechaber does not pass like the Tosos. Delom Mikri Eitz, Eloshim writes the Ramah, Eloshimotzi Olav Me'etzo. Only those things that produce Olav Me'etzo. Avomashimotzi Olav Misharasha, but those things that don't have wood in between, but have immediately the produce coming out of the roots, Lo Mikri Eitz. It's not considered a tree. Vahani, and these bushes, Kivon de Kala Eitz of Legamri Bechorif. Now this is very interesting. He's aware of the fact that a strawberry bush has wood to it, but since the wood entirely disappears during the winter, Vahadar Parach Misharashav, and then the next spring it produces again from its roots. So the rule of thumb is that the roots remaining is not enough for it to give a bracha. And what one needs is that the roots maintain a wood perennially, and then in such a case, according to the Ramah, it will get a borei priyadama. Clearly, the Ramah does not paskin like the Rush. Clearly, the Ramah doesn't paskin like the Rush. He quotes the tour of Mordechi b'shem Tshuvas HaGaonim, which Be'ezer Hashem we're going to see tomorrow. So bottom line is that bushes that don't last, then all the fruits that are on it are going to get a borei priyadama. Be'ezer Hashem will see much more details tomorrow.